Jumping in on Manx Radio
with Howard and Chris Kane.
Hello.
Good evening.
And welcome. Or perhaps we should say ciao today. It is, of course, 9 o'clock. It is Saturday night. It is Jumping In with myself, H.
And me, Chris. Yes, bienvenuti al Jumping In di questa settimana. Esce spettacolo abbiamo per voi questa settimana per se e il nostro speciale jazz italiano.
Google, if ever I heard it.
Yes, absolutely, Google. And if I've said anything rude, I apologise. Yes, welcome along to this week's show. And if you haven't already guessed it, it's an Italian jazz special. Yes, from the land of pizza, pasta, parmesan, Barolo, and plenty of other treats, we've gathered a selection of the best jazz the country has on offer. And as we were spoiled with the riches on offer, it's just a taster, really, to whet your appetite. So what's been the Ferrari among the Fords for you this weekend?
You're right, there's too much to go at. You start looking, there are so many
we
great...
We could do a whole series just about Italy.
You could do, aren't we? I was trying to find a few familiar ones and one maybe less familiar. Rosario Giuliani, Mr. Dodo. I remember loving that at the time. I hadn't played it for ages. Going back to the 60s with some great Italian jazz. Basso Valdambrini with their quintet and sextet. Enrico Rava, and we'll try and, of course, get some Pirannunzian.
And for me, well, we get on the right track. We have a good year in Guinea. We turn left for Mali, but first, we turn a little green. Here's Giada.
Thank you.
was Giada, or Jade in English, from the Gerardo Iacucci Modern Big Band. And who might he be when he's at home, or he, you say? Well, he might just be one of the most prolific Italian composers that you've never heard of. He's a pianist, composer, band leader, produced dozens and dozens of library music albums from the early 70s onwards with psychedelic funk, classical, gospel, among his many talents, as well as being an experimental electronic music composer, a jazz pianist with multiple jazz releases, including a jazz opera, and this one called Great News from Italy, for which he put together a 26-piece band back in 1992, including Rosario Giuliano on alto, Paolo Fresu on flugelhorn, Gianluigi Trevisi on bass clarinet, Pietro Tonello on tenor, Enrico Pirannunzi guesting on piano on a couple of tracks, and the maestro himself, Iannucci, on that particular track. And a little bit more from me, from Paolo Fresu, later on.
Ah, yes. I think there's a close-knit fraternity, perhaps, of Italian jazzists, because they do crop up quite often on other people's records. And you're mentioning some of the people there. We are going to indeed hear now from the aforementioned Rosario Giuliani, who has got her albums out from his own name. I've only got actually the one when I was rummaging around. You might have more, I don't know. I'm going back to 2002 with this one. March 2002, to be absolutely exact, recorded in Italy. And he quotes with thanks to Michel Petrucciani, also to Steve Grossman, Joe Locke, Enrico Pirannunzi, Roberto Gatto, Salvatore Bonafedo, Daniel Romeo, and many other wonderful musicians from Bach to Coltrane. This is the title track from his album called Mr. Dodo. Great ending like that. I've forgotten how much I remember liking at the time that album. I'd rather forgotten just how much I did like it. Very fine indeed. Rosario Giuliani, Mr. Dodo Rosario himself, of course, on sax. It sounds like alto sax on that particular one, of course. Pietro Lusso at the piano, Dario Rosciglione on the bass, and Marcello Di Leonardo at the drums. All names not that well known, with the possibility of Rosario, but great players, I hope you would agree. On the Dreyfus Jazz label from 2000. Winner of the 1996 prize, named after Massimo Urbani. And yes, he's got a few albums out. He's played with all sorts of people. He's played with the likes of Charlie Hayden and Gonzalo Rubalcaba. He played with Phil Woods and Enrico Piranunzi. Lots over the years, and like I said, I don't know how many albums he's got. You say you've got a couple. I've just got that one when I looked at the collection.
You asked me, did I have anything else by him?
Well, under his own name.
Yeah, did I have anything else by him under his own name? Yes.
Yeah, more than one, though? Or?
No, anything else. That's the name of the album. I do have another album in his own name, which is called Anything Else.
I'm with you. Yeah. Very good.
Then I've got those are the only two I've got in his own name, and a few guest spots outside of that.
But yeah, as you can see, a fine player. I'd like to see him. I don't ever remember seeing him live.
We haven't seen him live.
I don't either. But I certainly wouldn't mind to. He plays anything like that.
Next up, we both used to play that a lot, I think, when it came out. Next up, a new release from Naples-born Francesco Ciniglio, a drummer and percussionist. He started lessons at the age of 6, moved to New York when he was a teen to study at Berkeley, and now lives in Paris. His first release was a solo trio with Aaron Parks on piano and Joe Sanders. Very, very good. And he's worked with some great names such as bassist Scott Colley, saxophonist Dana Stevens. Taken from his recent release on Whirlwind, the Locomotive Suite, here's Locomotive.
Thank you.
and it just rings into the distance there. Locomotive from drummer Francesco Ciniglio and his sextet. Speaking about the suite, Francesco says, it's a straight metaphor. Every one of us should be our own locomotive, sturdy and reliable, because crazy times can come, and if we don't react right away and don't keep going, we're going to sink. I don't know about that many sinking locomotives, but I can see what he's saying. Composed for the sextet, the collection began as reflections on the Ciniglio's intense experiences on moving to New York. And thanks very much to Whirlwind Records for sending us a copy.
Wonderful stuff. I will check that one out, and I recommend you do as well. You're listening, of course, to Jumping In with myself, H.
And me, Chris.
And this is our Italian jazz special. We like to, you know, from time to time, mix things up a bit. So I've lost contact, or lost sort of count of the number of countries we've done now. A few. But if you've got a country you'd like us to feature, then let us know. You can drop us a line, howardcane@manxradio.com or chriscane@manxradio.com, and come up with the suggestions. I know, obviously, we've done Italy. We've certainly done France, I think. We've done Norway, Poland,
Germany,
Japan,
Australia,
UK maybe, I don't remember. But if you can think of a country that would be good and might have a great jazz scene, Belgium,
we've done here.
Then let us know via that method. Or, of course, you can write to us, Chris and H, Jumping In at Manx Radio Broadcasting House, Douglas Head, Douglas, Isle of Man. And whack the postcode down as well if you know it. I can never remember it. IM1. Whatever the rest is, 5BG, something like that. It'll get there in any case. Back to the 60s, we're heading now, staying with an Italian theme, for Basso Valdembrini, among some of the best European jazzmen of their times, the tenor saxophonist Gianno Basso and trumpeter Oscar Valdembrini. Got great renown thanks to various albums, including these on this little collection I bought, actually in, not Italy, but in Belgium, I think, a year or two back. Here's a track they call Lothar. We'll be right back. There you go, very fine indeed. Lothar, Basso Valdembrini Quintet. So Gianni Basso, or Gianni Basso, I should say, on tenor sax. Oscar Valdembrini on trumpet in Rome. Back in the 1960s, exactly, I think. That was like sort of an Italian Messengers, isn't it? Rather fine. Along with Renato Solani on piano, Giorgio Azzolini on bass, and Gianni Cazzola at the drums. They were, yeah, together for years and really popular in their time. Gianni Basso would be around about 30 at the time. He was a native of Asti, studied at the local conservatory, then started out on the clarinet. Valdembrini himself was born in Turin in 1924. I don't know whether he's around with us or now. I haven't looked that up, I must admit. I don't think so. He was the son of a well-known violinist and composer of light music, but after doing his diploma in the violin, he switched over to trumpet and got a bit of a taste for jazz, and he could play.
Great thing about these Italians, they're easier to pronounce than the Polish names.
And you're
they
right
also,
there.
They all sound appetising. I don't know whether it's just because they've mostly had pizzas named after them.
But you're thinking of Asti Spumanti, aren't you?
Yeah, next, a true jazz legend, actually, Aldo Romano. Born in Belluno, a town about 60 miles north of Venice. His family moved to France when he was just six, back in 1947. Started out on his musical journey, but soon journeyed on the trumpet, but he soon moved to the drums, which proved to be a very astute move, as in a career lasting more than 50 years, he's played with, well, the cream of musicians from both sides of the Atlantic, really. Stateside, most particularly with Jackie McLean, Don Cherry, Chet Baker and Joe Lovano. And in European side of things, Michel Portal, Luis Slavis, Enrico Rava, Paolo Frezo, Jean-Luc Ponty, Joachim Kuhn, Jasper Van Toft and Philippe Catherine. And on this track is lifelong friend Henri Texier. Here's Anobon. Mm-hmm. marvellous stuff. Anna Bon from Reborn, the recent release from Italian drummer Aldo Romano, with the wonderful mellifluous bass of Henri Texier, and the track originally part of Texier's Carnet des Routes, one of the many spectacular releases cataloguing the band's extensive travels around Africa, with, of course, Aldo Romano. And back in 2019, Le Triton, and I don't know this, but it's a famous Parisian jazz club, they offered Aldo a residency over a series of concerts, and he brought together some of his favourite musical companions. Unfortunately for us, Reborn was released to keep a record of these concerts. Hopefully there'll be more to come. A brilliant album featuring Jasper Van Toft, Daryl Hall from Hall & Oates fame on bass, Enrico Rava, Baptiste Trotnigan, Michael Benita, Glenn Ferris, Johan Lustalot, Geraldine Leroy, Maurice Negro, and of course Henri Texier and Aldo Romano. Now don't argue, just go and buy yourself a copy. You won't regret it. It's called Reborn and was out last year.
Yeah, you won't regret it. I've never regretted any Henri Texier album. We're heading from one septuagenarian to another, I think. They're both pushing 80, high 70s in any case. I think Henri is 76, 77, somewhere around there, as I think is this man, if not slightly older, Enrico Rava. We've enjoyed his music for ages. First saw him live, I think, when we were meant to be going to a Dave Holland concert, which we couldn't get into, so the second best was Enrico Rava, and we came out thinking, wow, that was a great set, really, really good, and I've been a great fan ever since. This was one he brought out in 2015 on ECM called Wild Dance, and this track is called F Express. Thank you.
Hi, this is Maria Schneider, and you're listening to Jumpin' In with H and Chris on Manx Radio.
Thank you.
Indeed. I think I'd have been whooping on that one as well. Enrico Piernunzi. We couldn't have an Italian programme without Enrico Piernunzi, perhaps the best-known Italian export, certainly one of the most prolific, dozens and dozens of albums, and played with lots of other people as well. That's one of my own favourites, live in Japan in 2004 with Mark Johnson at the bass, Joey Barron at the drums, a long-time trio, although he's always chopping and changing his trios around. He's about 70-odd, I think, or in his 70s, Piernunzi. Before that, we had Enrico Rava, who I think is 82 now, would you believe, and still going. Long may he reign on the trumpet, wonderful player. And a great character as well.
You see, that's a perfect diet, then, isn't it? All that cheese and wine. Well, that's about it for this week's special Italian show. We hope you've enjoyed a taste of some of the great musicians Italy has to offer. But one of my favourite is trumpeter Paolo Fraser, who was always going to feature, but what to choose? A bit like Enrico. Well, once again, the psychic iPod came to the rescue the other day with this track, taken from Paolo Fraser's Devil Quartet, plays Stanley Music. We'll leave you with Another Road Till Timbuktu. Until next week, ciao.
Ciao, Bella.